ABC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The FDA is giving the green light to Pfizer to give its coronavirus booster shot to certain populations. On Wednesday, the agency granted emergency use authorization to those 65 and older and those deemed high risk of getting severe symptoms. FBI data shows murders across the U.S. rose by nearly 30% in 2020. The data for its annual report on crime shows killings were up about 29%, the biggest rise since national record keeping began in 1960. Police reform appears to be dead in Congress for now.
We'll see through consultations what the best steps are moving forward, and that includes leaving the door open to executive actions.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the collapse of negotiations between Democrats and Republicans very disappointing. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy is what's best for the economy until it recovers from the pandemic. The head of the central bank said real GDP increased over 6% in the beginning of this year and is expected to rise. Fast food companies are joining the movement to fight climate change by testing out reusable cups and sandwich boxes. Matt Mattinson explains.
The Wall Street Journal reports McDonald's, Burger King, and Tim Hortons are all conducting trial runs with TerraCycle Inc.'s Loop. It's a program that collects, cleans, and redistributes reusable packaging. Burger King says they'll charge a refundable deposit for each package, which customers can retrieve by scanning the container in the Loop app and returning to the restaurant or other collection site. The fast food chain is testing the program at some New York City locations. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Macy's is putting on a national hiring event on Thursday, September 23rd. The department store chain is looking for around 76,000 new employees for the Christmas shopping season. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.